Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 10 o'clock here on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. There's radio. Then there's the Phil Hendry Show. And as I said in my remarks to my colleagues, you know, there's a lot of platforms, man. There's your show, and then there's lots of ways. And for you guys who are listening to us, there's lots of ways that you are listening to this show, and I understand that. One of them, of course, is our website. That's what we talk about it a lot. And we thank you very much for patronizing, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, you're talking too much about a website, man.
Yeah, a lot of people are, you know, tired of it.
Well, I don't... Who's tired of it?
Well, David, you know.
Well, that's too bad for David. That's part of what I do, man. You know, we're plugging it all here, Jack. And before long, we hope that we have even more things to plug as we continue pushing forward with a variety of projects, none of which I'm going to come out and talk about because I've gotten in trouble in the past by talking about things that have not yet come to fruition, and we want to make sure that we don't do that. Now, we do have some news that we want to get to here. We've been talking about a number of things.
David just called. You don't have to talk to him.
No, I know I don't have to. What does he want now?
Well, Phil...
All he wants to know is you got to get to the point on a lot of stuff.
Tell that guy, get to the point on a lot of stuff. I tried to get to the point with this last person that I had on, this Bobby Dooley, talking about whether or not she was at some winery, and whatever we did in the first hour, I don't remember, which I don't even think anybody else can remember. Trying to get to the point of it.
Well, he was very concerned about the whole bashing of SeaWorld.
Well, that's too bad, man. You know what? You know, I'm telling you right now, this is a controversial medium. I understand. I don't blame these cats that are upset because everything is right-wing, 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 right-wing. I understand that. You know, that's the fault of the programmers, putting nothing but right-wingers on the air. But the fact is, you know, if you got 3 hours to fill, whether I'm a right-winger, a middle-winger, a left-winger, or a Deborah-winger... Anyway, no matter who I am or what I am, I'm going to have an opinion that's probably going to piss somebody off. You can get on the air here and say the following thing. You know, I really believe that children should be given food and shelter. And you know what? That'll bother somebody because they'll think it's too boring or dull or whatever. That'll bug them. I mean, you're never going to keep people happy. And there's going to be enough people that are going to be upset with this stuff. They'll drive either advertisers away or you. Now.
Yes, but you're on the air asking for it.
I understand, Margaret. The discussion is closed.
What a...
Yeah, you're always saying that.
That's right. The discussion's closed. Statue of Liberty and Grand Canyon to reopen. How about that, huh? New York and Arizona announced on Friday night that after dipping into their state coffers for the first time, actually making with some money and not crying and complaining about the federals doing everything, because after all, aren't we all about states' rights?
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Hold on. Don't grab the copy.
Mr. Henry, a lot of people don't think you owe the bachelor's state right now.
What?
Yeah, let's speak English.
I'm speaking English, you little...
Hey, watch it now. I'm going to start kicking some ass here. You going to watch a guy take on all three of you? I'll do it.
I'm a girl.
All right, then these two. New York and Arizona announced on Friday night they're dipping into their state coffers to pay to reopen the iconic Statue of Liberty and Grand Canyon federally operated parks in their states that have been shuttered as a result of the partial government shutdown. You know, I'm learning a lot about this government. There's an awful lot that is coming sort of very clear with this government shutdown. I'm almost, you know, I'm sorry for the people that are out of work, but I'm actually, things are being brought into a central relief. You know, so many of these things that are federal, like the Grand Canyon, for instance. Now, Arizona sits there. Arizona is one of the most conservative states in the Union. In fact, many people call it Florida West because it sort of represents the same thing that Florida does. Just anybody, you know, do anything you want, be anything you want, be all you can be, all that great stuff. That's fine. That's fine. That's great. And more power to them. But, you know, they got this big thing there called the Grand Canyon, which is federal land. Federal land. That means it belongs to everybody. Belongs to all the people of the United States. But it's right there in Arizona. It's a major attraction for the state of Arizona. It is a major magnet for people traveling to that state. A federal piece of property. Now, what do you think Arizona would be without the Grand Canyon?
It would be just as beautiful, Phil. It would be just as lovely. But it wouldn't have all that traffic.
Yay!
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that it is a federal attraction. And when I say federal, remember what I'm saying. I'm saying that it is something that is owned by the people of the United States, not just the people of Arizona, all the people of the United States. We own the Grand Canyon. That's ours. And we welcome everyone. We welcome the world. We even welcome Arizona. We even say to Arizona, it's okay. You can have a state around our Grand Canyon. You can have that state. Have fun. Have that state. As a matter of fact, you can have your state. You can have all that traffic coming into your state, all the restaurants, all the hotels, all of the people that vacation in Arizona to see the Grand Canyon. I can't think of too many sites. You know what I'm saying? What are the sites in America that you want to go see?
Well, it's not the Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower in America, man.
I know that.
The Eiffel Tower. I said in America.
Well, like what?
I'm asking you.
Well, obviously the Grand Canyon's one of them.
Okay. What about Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, Mount Rushmore.
Okay, and then I forget what else.
Well, we've got what's the one?
Empire State Building.
Empire State Building.
Empire State Building. That's another. That's a man-made, and so is Mount Rushmore. But that's a good example. What else?
Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate Bridge. That's another good example. Now, keep in mind.
What did you just went? Phil, that's what I worry about you.
You know what? I'm talking for a living here, man, and it's not scripted. It's all improv. So forgive me if I don't have it all down just beautiful, right? If I stumble a little bit here. Wow.
Yeah, man.
Oh, don't give me that.
No, I'm giving it to you. Take it easy.
Mr. Gray.
What's he want?
He just was upset with something you said.
Frank Gray's upset with me?
Yeah, apparently.
Wait a minute. Let me talk to him. Frank, what's up? Frank, well, honey, he wants to talk to you.
Frank, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, young man?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm better than Custer, but I want to find out. When you said to my wife what you said about giving it to him, what do you mean?
I didn't mean sex. I meant giving it to her as in I'm telling her what to do.
All right, okay. But when you say that to another man's wife and you say I want to give it to him, and the husband's sitting there, and she's wondering what you mean. And, of course, naturally, I was wondering what you meant when you said to him you wanted to give it to him.
I meant that I wanted him to follow my direction. I'm giving him I'm laying down the law. I'm giving him the facts. Giving her the facts, I mean.
What did you say her?
I said him. I said her.
Frank, honey, we understand. Phil is under a lot of pressure. He has to get through this bit.
I didn't mean to do anything. I was trying to protect you, my wife. I mean, he's all I have.
Okay, thanks a lot, Frank.
Don't look at me.
One of these days, they're going to come up with a miracle cure for that STD he's got and clear up that gender confusion. Okay, that's what I meant, Frank. So anyway, you got all of these places that are these major attractions. Now, how many of those are federal? How many of those are state? I don't know. And I'm not even willing to do the research right now. I can do that when I get off the air for my own personal edification. But the point that I'm making is, some of these places that are federally operated... Ah, here's one. The big one that you guys forgot.
Which ones? When did I forget?
The Statue of Liberty.
The what?
The Statue of Liberty.
What is that?
Are you guys not the statue?
Oh, the statue. Oh, the big with the lady.
Yeah, the lady with the torch.
Is that federal?
No, man. It's yes, it's federal.
I thought it came from France.
It is from France. It was given to America as a gift. It's federal. That's a huge. Attraction. Federal money. Federal money. And federal money is what keeps that open. It's federal money that is obviously made there, but it is state money that's being earned by the state that surrounds that federal attraction, because people are coming in, they're buying whatever, t-shirts, they're going to hotels, they're going to restaurants. Same thing in Arizona. Same thing in any place where there's a federal attraction. So these states... particularly these places where they have a lot of these conservative teabag people. Excuse me for saying teabag. I meant to say, because I think that teabag thing's juvenile, and it was something that, it's comedy material that we mined years and years ago.
All right.
Yeah.
You better break.
Oh, yeah, I better break. All right, so enough about that. We'll be right back to talk more here about the Statue of Liberty and the Grand Canyon. That's the story here, man.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't know what you meant by the Statue of Liberty.
I meant that one there, the lady with the torch. Which one did you think I was talking about?
What about that lady on that Paramount Movies?
Yeah, there's a lady with a torch when Paramount Movies or Columbia.
We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And the lady with the torch and the Columbia movies. Jack, I don't even know what it is you're talking about. All right, as we continue discussing the continuing shutdown of this here U.S. government. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So we're looking up, I was trying to look up federally funded attractions, but yeah, I mean, you get the idea here. Here's the top 15 destinations in the United States, top 10 tourist attractions in the United States. The White House. I guess that's federal, huh?
Well, that's the what do you call it?
That's a District of Columbia.
District of Columbia. By the way, maybe they ought to rename the Redskins District something, the District...
No, man, don't name it back for a city.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of some ways to make things sexy and keep the fans. Very interesting article I saw. I'm not changing the topic, but a very interesting article I saw over the last few days by a sports writer, a sports blogger for USA Today. And I think I already referenced it at least once. The guy said, it's a done deal. The Redskins will be changing their name. It's a done deal. The Redskins are going to be changing. Do you know what will cause the Redskins to change their name? The players getting behind it. Because once the players get behind it, the ownership and the commissioner will have no choice whatsoever. They'll have no choice. If you look at the Martin Luther King, the last sort of racially charged issue, and I'm sorry, but it was. I don't give a damn. These people, I love. There's nobody that screams louder than a white person when you tell them, hey, there's maybe some racial issues here. No, there isn't. No, there's not. Don't you look at, man, try and sell that to somebody else, okay? I'm very bored hearing people denying. Just accept it, okay? It's all right. You're still my friend.
Well, I'm not a racist, Phil.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying that you are, but I am saying there's some decisions we make that are racially influenced, and you're not going to tell me that they aren't. So, all right, now, all I'm trying to say is, God, now look at this.
Probably going to lose a whole bunch of listeners, Mr. Henry, talking like that.
Why are you saying that? You're black.
I know I'm black.
You ought to be agreeing with him.
I'm just saying you're going to lose a lot of people because I know how white people think.
You don't know how I think. Well, maybe you do.
Yeah, I think he reads your mind, man, better than you read your mind.
Read my mind?
Yes. Here's the thing. The players get behind us because the players got behind the Martin Luther King holiday, which you'll remember, Arizona was one of the states that was against it, observing the Martin Luther King's birthday as a national holiday. And the thing that made it change was really the dollars involved. It was made very evident that you're not going to have the Super Bowl. You're not going to have a whole lot of. You certainly aren't going to retain the sheen of an NFL market. They had the Arizona Cardinals. But the Super Bowl was planned for Phoenix, and that wasn't going to happen. And I think that more to the point, there was almost a revolt by the players in the NFL to get this done. So there was that, and I think that that will happen with this Redskin thing. Anyway, the guy said that it's a done deal.
Well, how does he know it's a done deal? Who is this guy?
He's a sports writer, and I forget his name. Seriously,
was he anonymous?
No, he wasn't anonymous. He had a name.
Well, what was it?
I don't remember. I don't remember what his name was.
Bob? Jerry?
I don't know, bud. So what? You know?
Well, give us a first name.
I can't give you a first name.
Was it Bob or Jerry?
I don't think it was Bob or Jerry. What difference does it make?
Because we want to know who the writer is so that we can attach a name and a face to the statement. Otherwise, we think you're making this up.
Oh, am I making it up?
Uh-oh, don't say that.
Well,
am I making it up? It's in the USA Today. It was in the Wednesday edition of the USA Today, if not the Wednesday, the Tuesday. And I'm telling you, it was there.
Give me a first name.
Okay, Steve.
All right, Steve, do you remember last name? So we know the man's name was Steve.
No, we don't.
Well, that's the name you gave me.
I gave you a first name. I don't know if that's his name.
You, Phil, you really are trying to alienate all the women in your audience by alienating me because they see you through my eyes. And
oh, will you get out of here? All right, so the number one federally funded attraction, if you will, in the United States is, you would think, and you're right, the White House. The White House in Washington, D.C., the official residence of the President of the U.S. of A. The number two biggest is the Denali National Park and Preserve, and guess where that's located? You got it, baby. One of the most conservative states in the Union, one might guess, Alaska. That is a destination, one of the biggest destinations. It's the second biggest destination. Wait, is it that number 9 or number 10? But
what a jackball, man. You're reading it in reverse.
You jackass on wheels.
Well, wait a minute, man.
That's what it says, Mr. Henry. You're going 10, 9, 8.
Sorry, folks.
That's very... If I were you, I'd hang my head in shame.
God.
All right. Sorry, folks, I said it was it's not the White House. The number one, the number one, you know...
No, this won't bail you out.
Yeah, it's bailing me out. The number one is the Grand... Oh, here we go, David. What is this? All of a sudden, hey, wow, we got Phil here, man. Let's call in. The number one is the Grand Canyon. Yeah, David.
You said that the number one attraction was the White House and it said number 10? Oh, baby. Hey, I gotta wait for Daphne to hear this one.
Okay, so I'm not gonna have you on the air for that.
Whoa, hold on, man, because I'm giving you some advice. You said if I give you program input, it's okay.
Yeah, and telling Daphne ain't part of it.
She's standing right here. Guess what? He said number 10 was actually, or number one was number 10. She doesn't care. Hey, Phil, did you...
All right,
Wait, you hang up on him.
Because he had nothing to say. That's why I hung up on him.
Jeez. Well, Phil, you said the number one attraction...
I know was the White House, and it's number 10. All right, the number one attraction in the United States for tourists is... the Grand Canyon! Yay!
That's the one you were talking about.
That's the one I was talking about. It's located in northern Arizona. It's one of the great tourist attractions in the United States. Carved over several million years by the Colorado River, the canyon attains a depth of over And there's a whole lot of money pouring into the good old state of Arizona to go see that federal attraction. Now, the number two tourist attraction in America is not federal per se. It is it's a city. It is part of a city. But what city do you think that would be?
It's part of a city.
Yeah.
It's in America.
Yeah, it's in America. God, come on.
Oh, Phil, give me a break. You're looking right at it. Aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I would say that it is Manhattan.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you got it right.
Well, you said part... That was the dead giveaway.
Manhattan. It is one of New York's five boroughs and is what people most often think of when they picture New York. Its familiar skyline and its sights have been featured 1,000 times on television screens and movie screens around the world. Walk in the shadow of the skyscrapers. Picture the Statue of Liberty. See a Broadway show. Yep, it's the Empire State Building.
That's federally funded, too.
No, it ain't federally funded.
Why not?
It's privately owned, man. I mean, it's not private. It's part of a city.
It's part of a city that is fed... Well, it's private...
These are privately owned buildings in the middle of a city that's owned by a city.
What are you talking about? That sounds almost like Gloyd speak.
It does, Phil.
Well, it ain't my fault. It ain't federally funded, okay? It's not a federally funded attraction. Now, number three...
That looks like Jupiter.
Is that the planet... Well, that's not a federal...
No, Jupiter is not a federal... Oh, man, you guys are weird.
Well, what does that look like to you?
It looks like Jupiter, but it ain't. Number three is the Yellowstone National Park. It was the world's first national park, set aside in 1872 to preserve the vast number of geysers, hot springs, and the thermal areas, as well as to protect the incredible wildlife and the rugged beauty of the area. Yellowstone lies on top of a gigantic hot spot where light, hot, molten mantle rock rises toward the surface. Subsequently, the park contains half of the world's known geothermal features, with more than 10,000 examples of geysers and hot springs. In addition, black bears, grizzly bears, deer, elk, bison.
What's bison?
It's like buffalo.
Well, it's buffalo that is bison-like, right? It's like a Bruin.
Yeah, is it a bear and a Bruin?
Well, I don't know what a Bruin is, man, so how would I know what a Bison is? All right, so let's just take a break here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, what is a Bruin?
I don't give a crap what a Bruin is, Margaret. Would you give me a break here, man? I'm trying to figure this stuff out as I go along, okay? Anyway, I don't know what a Bruin is any more than I know what a freaking Bison is. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. God. Wait a minute, we have more time than this, don't we?
Yes, we do. We have 30 seconds, I just heard Matt say. So what is a Bruin?
A Bruin is a bear, and a bison is a buffalo.
What kind of bear?
A Bruin is a bear that talks. It can speak English. And a bison is a buffalo that wears hats and pants.
Oh, okay.
Real smart-ass, aren't you? Ain't I? Aren't you?
And I. World famous Phil Hendry Show here, and we got this discussion we're having here of the federally funded, I don't know, tourist attractions. All I'm trying to figure out here is we talk about, all these federal sites are being closed down, and we have this argument about money and where money is spent and how money is spent and who gets the money and who doesn't get the money. And we find out that the number one federally owned tourist site in America, meaning it's federal land, federal officers, and the people that come to see this attraction are traveling through this state to see a attraction owned by the people of the United States of America, but it sits in the middle of, or I should say, in the northern part of Arizona. So Arizona benefits from all of this traffic. All of this traffic going to see something that is owned by all of us. Now, I don't know. There are probably people, and I'm not, you know, complaining about Arizona, but Arizona has its fair share of conservative thinkers and people that are all about, you know, why, this is my state, and I will not have.
Nobody talks like that in Arizona.
Yeah, they don't talk like a Kentucky colonel there.
All right. Well, how do they talk in Arizona?
Well, they talk more like, hi, I'm from Arizona.
Yeah, they talk like that.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a guy down there going, hi, I'm from Arizona, and he has, all of this bread because he's got a restaurant, and he's got a motel, and he owns this, and he owns that. All these things that are there to service, if you will, the tourists that come into the state, and why are they going there? To go and see something that's owned by the people of the United States, the Grand Canyon. Now, so just kind of mull that one over.
Yeah, what about the Golden Gate Bridge?
Now, the Golden Gate Bridge is another matter. We also got to Yellowstone National Park, which is gorgeous, and is also federal land. Now we come to number four, which is the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, the Golden Gate Bridge, I had to look up and do a little bit of research on. The Golden Gate Bridge was built by the state of California, and I don't see anything here, although it might have been transferred somewhere along the line, and I haven't gotten that deep into my reading, but the Golden Gate Bridge was built by the state of California through a great deal of difficulty because there was a depression on. When the Golden Gate Bridge was completed, it was in the year 1937. Well, guess what had been happening for the preceding 10 years or thereabouts? There'd been an economic depression which dried money up. The initial cost was projected at more than $35 million. I think they eventually brought it in at $27 million, but it was constructed by the sale of bonds. People bought bonds, which that money is immediately used to build the bridge, and then they can turn these bonds in for the interest. But the bonds were sold primarily in the counties affected, or the counties where the bridge would be. So you have to say that that's a...
Yes, well, that is a state-owned or city-owned site, but California is a very liberal state. So that's also hypocritical of California the opposite way.
Why is that?
Well, because California is all about taking federal money, and they're not taking enough.
Yeah.
California is all about taking federal money, and they're not taking enough.
Well, that's what you... Aren't they supposed to take federal money?
You're not supposed to do anything. You're not supposed to do anything. You can do what you can afford to do. You can do what you think is the smart thing to do. You can do what you think is the most efficient thing to do. In this case, they built a bridge, and they got the... And this was back in 1937, man, so who knows what they were thinking back then. Aren't they supposed to take federal money?
Well, if you're a liberal...
It doesn't mean you got to. Okay, so anyway, that's the Golden Gate stinking bridge, man, that state. The next thing, Niagara Falls. Who built that? I'll tell you, the federal government. All right, hey.
They did?
No, they didn't, man. Look at it.
It's a waterfall, you jackball.
It's a waterfall. No federal government could build something like that. The only person that could build that would be God, and she did a great job.
What are you talking about, she? Everybody know God's a man.
Oh, let's get off that kick, okay?
Well, she still did a great job.
Good thing we don't have Frank on the air with us. He'd be saying he did a great job, but he'd mean she.
No, he'd be saying she did a great job, and he'd mean she because Frank thinks... You're not going to believe this.
What?
Frank thinks God is a lesbian. I'm telling you this because he said one day, God, you know, thank her. And so I had to approach this very gently because you know that Frank calls everything by its opposite gender unless he believes that individual or thing to be homosexual.
Right. So, for instance, he calls Rosie O'Donnell her.
Yes. Well, he said we'd like to thank God for all of her grace as he was saying a prayer, you know, before Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I had to be very delicate, and I said, now, Frank, darling, do you think God is a... what do you think the gender of God is? He said, well, everyone knows that... He says, everyone thinks God is... everyone thinks God is a man. He said, but I think that she, you know...
So God thinks that she's a woman, but meaning...
Meaning she must be a lesbian.
Did he say that?
No, but he said, I think she is.
How did you know that he didn't mean...
Are you listening to me for... Because he could be listening right now.
Look, man, I'm not going to be talking, like this is some national secret.
Please don't call me man.
All right, I'm not talking like it's a national secret here. How do you know that Frank wasn't saying when he said she... I should... Why am I even...
Damn, it's that always gets you nuts.
Why am I even talking about this? This is the stupidest thing.
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, because Frank said everybody thinks God's a man, but I think she... Don't that mean it's a man?
No, you idiot. He says she when he thinks it's a she because he thinks she's...
A lesbian.
Yes.
And how do you know God... How do you know God thinks Frank... Not God.
How do I know Frank thinks God is a she? Because he said to me, everyone thinks she is a man.
Oh.
See?
Everyone thinks she's a man, so I think, but I think she...
I think she's a woman. And I thought, well, then...
Because if he said she, he would have meant a man.
But he didn't. Because he said everyone thinks she's a man.
I don't understand it, you know.
What don't you get, Phil?
Here's what I don't get. Why I gotta even deal with something like this. This guy comes on my show as a regular. He's a lawyer.
Phil, don't raise your voice.
No. He comes on my show. He's a regular. He's talking about this. He's talking about that. He's talking about entertainment. He's interviewing people. He's talking to me. He's giving me all of this advice about this, that, or something else. And everybody's gotta listen to this cat and figure out what it is he's saying because he's flipping the genders around. It's driving me nuts, I'm telling you. It's flipping me out.
Would you rather he not be on the show?
I mean, if we need him on the show, that's fantastic if he has some information for us, but he's driving me ape with some of this stuff. I gotta sit here through 10 minutes of a show and figure out what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, McGray.
Well, you know that if I tell him that he doesn't have to be on your show, he'll love it because he hates coming on here. Not because he doesn't like you. It's just too late in the day, and he needs his rest. And by the time he comes on...
By the time he comes on here, he's drunk.
All right, yes.
Okay, so... I would rather not have to... I like Frank. I'm glad that he's on the show. It's just... It's driving me ape. Okay, so that's the Niagara Falls. Weren't we talking about...
Yeah, it's federally funded.
It ain't federally... Well, it's got to be federal land. It's Niagara Falls. Situated between the state of New York and the province of Ontario, Niagara Falls is one of the most spectacular natural wonders of North America. Niagara Falls is actually three different falls. The American Falls, Bridal Veil Falls, and Horseshoe Falls. Horseshoe Falls is located... on the Canadian side, while the other are located in New York, with more than 14 million visitors each year, it is one of the most visited tourist... Oh, God.
Well, see, that's part of... that's Canada.
Some of it's Canada, but that's another federal site in New York State. The next one is Kilauea, which is the big volcano It is on the Hawaiian, the Big Island of Hawaii in the Hawaiian Archipelago. It is a very low, flat shield volcano, vastly different in profile from the high, sharply sloping peaks of what they call stratovolcanoes. Kilauea is one of the most active volcanoes on Earth, an invaluable resource for volcanologists.
What's that, a guy that studies a Vulcan?
No, you jackball man, it's about a volcano.
Vulcan.
Well,
that's a good question. By the way, was Vulcan, you know, that planet that Spock came from, right?
Yes.
Did that have a lot of volcanoes?
I don't know.
I guess it did.
Because I saw in the last, one of those, never mind. 33 eruptions have taken place. What's so funny?
Did you see what he wrote?
Get away from him!
Leave him alone! I'll kill him!
Put his hand, you're... What are you trying to do, anyway?
Did you see what he wrote?
In Frank's pants.
Big...
I was just trying to do a joke!
Get out of here, bud, will you?
What does he think he's trying to pull?
You know that I fed him a line. I didn't mean to.
All you said was that 33 eruptions have taken place.
Yeah, and then he wrote...
He wrote it down and showed me.
All right, we're going to take a break and try to pull our act together here, such as it is on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we invite you to join us on Sunday. We have our Game of the Week there with our good friends there, Ted Bell and Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman will be doing the Game of the Week on Sunday at 1:30 on Phil TV. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back here, the Phil Henry Show, and it's now Saturday morning in a great many places, and that's a good thing, and we're talking about, maybe we've been talking about this too long, but you know, this is educational for me, and on top of that, it's like taking a mini vacation, ain't it?
Not right. No, not right. I feel like I'm stuck in the fuselage of an aircraft that has been forced down because of weather, but they won't let us off, and it's beginning to stink.
Well, I'm so sorry about that.
Well...
Why don't you just go someplace else, then?
Oh, look at him. He's got a ball.
No.
Look at... Everybody, just be quiet, man, while I finish this. Because what we're talking about here are the number one attractions in America, the number one tourist attractions in the United States, and whether or not these are federally funded, because I think it means something, okay? Now, look. Niagara Falls is in the state of New York. The Golden Gate Bridge, I've discovered at least two, which is the Grand Canyon in Arizona. I'm talking about federally funded, federally owned, and massively attractive tourist sites that bring all kinds of people into a state to go and see something that's owned by the people of the United States of America. So you may, you know, you'd be tempted, and I think you would be, you know, within your rights to think that the people of Arizona, the state of Arizona, almost gets a double good shot of fun here. Man, they've got the Grand Canyon in their state, which is cool. They can go see it. And they also get all the people that are coming to see the Grand Canyon into their state, and that's worth a lot of money. There ain't no way of getting around it. The other is this park in Alaska, which is Denali National Park. And there are a great many others, folks. I'm not trying to say, well, look, there's Alaska and there's Arizona, and those are absolutely, for sure, a very conservative state. But I'm just telling you, this is the ninth most visited tourist attraction in America. Denali National Park and Preserve is located around Mount McKinley. It's a huge tourist attraction. It's lots and lots of people coming to visit the state of Alaska, putting a lot of dollars into the pockets of people in Alaska. And I know that you've got oil, and Alaskans would probably say, man, we could live without the tourists. And maybe they're right. Maybe you're right. And maybe you're wrong. Maybe you're wrong. You know, I don't know. I don't know what the state depends on when it comes to money, especially from tourists. The seventh most visited site is in Florida. That's the Florida Keys. Now, I don't think the Florida Keys are federal, though, you know.
There's those stretch of islands and everything.
Well, why wouldn't they be federal?
I don't know. I could be wrong, but the highway is that connects them. And so in order for people to get down to the various Keys and to visit these beautiful places along the Florida Keys, you have to take something that is maintained and owned and operated by the United States government, US-1. And so these are the little, these are the things that I think are conveniently forgotten by people when we talk about, you know, state versus federal money. I'm not taking, I know what my side is on this thing, man. I don't want to go crazy on this. You know, I just want to say, you know, we got to get off of this kick of thinking that now there's federal here and there's state over there. And this is ours and that's yours. And never, 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 never does this money ever mingle or mix. You know.
Well, but I think the state people are saying, Phil, this is our state. You want to come into our state? Fine. We'd rather you not treat us as if we're carrying your slop jars.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
What do you mean, slop jars?
The people won't be carrying like you're carrying a slop jar.
Well, there ain't nobody carrying a slop. I'm going out to see the Grand Canyon. I haven't asked anybody in Arizona to carry a slop jar. All the biggest thing I do is say, can you give me the directions of Grand Canyon? That's it.
Well, but I mean, you're staying in a hotel.
Yeah, I'm not asking to carry a slop jar. There are no slop jars.
What kind of hotel you stay in?
Doesn't matter, man. If you're staying in a hotel or a motel that is owned in by an Arizonan, owned in by a business that's in Arizona, you're giving them money. You're saying, hi, I'm down here to see your Grand Canyon, which is actually my Grand Canyon. I'm coming down to look at my Grand Canyon. Thank you very much. And here I'll stay in your motel, and I'll eat in your restaurant, and I'll buy your clothes, and I will, you know, I will patronize a variety of other establishments that you have here, all so that I may come down and see this gorgeous, magnificent tourist attraction. The Florida Keys, you know, are the Florida Keys, but you can't get to the Florida Keys unless you travel on a federal highway. So, I mean, you know, this is real money, folks. I'm not making this up. You know, I'm not just saying, well, let me see if I can. This is how the world has been working for a long time, and somehow every time we get into some political discussion having to do with liberal, conservative, this, that, it always breaks down into local money, federal money, local money, and it's always this discussion as to what really is the heart and the soul and the goodness and the grooviness of America is, you know, the small town, or maybe it's the big government. We don't know, but in each instance, you see the interaction of federal and state. In each instance, you see the symbiotic relationship between the two. Any moron can see it, but for some reason, when we get into politics, we all get dumb. I mean, we just all get stupid.
Well, I don't really like that characterization, Phil.
I'm not being personal to you, Margaret, okay?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, here's what I mean. I can't get to the Florida Keys unless I take a federal highway. If I live in Florida, let's say, and I'm a conservative voter, and I don't want a whole lot I don't want to have to pay for somebody through a federal program, this, that, something else. And yet, what's happening here? Well, I mean, Phil, the U.S. highway must be maintained for a bunch of tourists. What are you talking about? I mean, the federal highway that connects the U.S. highway that connects the Florida Keys, what's it connecting? A bunch of islands down there. Is it vital to any kind of economy? Sure it is. It's vital to the Florida economy. And what is the Florida economy when it comes to that particular area? In fact, the whole state. But let's just talk about the Keys. Tourism. People coming from places other than Florida. And the thing that enables them to get to the number one tourist attraction in Florida is a U.S. highway. It's not even a Florida highway. So Florida doesn't do much of anything, man, other than just sit there on their ass and wait for the money.
So what you're saying, in essence, is that Florida is one big, throbbing, living welfare organism, and I think that's insulting.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. Saying that Florida's just sitting all down there waiting for people to come along and just dump money in a tambourine.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say that, but I am saying that there's the Florida Keys, which everybody wants to go see, and in order for them to get to the Florida Keys, they have to take a U.S. highway. And then they go down there and spend their money locally. But the fact is that they wouldn't get there were it not for... Now, the Floridians, they can do what they want.
What's Floridian?
It's somebody in Florida. What are you, nuts?
You don't know what a Floridian... What is a Floridian?
Someone in Florida. Didn't you hear what she said?
Who's she?
You.
Who's you?
Margaret. Did you hear what Margaret said?
What'd she say?
That's it, man.
What's wrong with you, man?
Why don't you guys listen, okay? You got... What did she say?
They want to know what a Floridian is. What do you think it is?
Sounds like something you put in the water.
Sounds like something you put in the water. You mean fluoridation?
Yeah.
No, man. A Floridian is someone that lives in Florida, okay? And then the other place is... I don't know about this Kilauea, but...
That the killer... Well,
you thought it was a killer whale.
No, not killer whale, Kilauea. It's a volcano. It's a flat volcano, too. Not that that means anything, either. All right, so that's just a little bit of edification and education on the tourist. I've not been to, of all these places, I've never been to the Grand Canyon.
You gotta be putting me on. You never been there, Mr. Henry?
I've never been to the Grand Canyon, no.
Well, you think you've been to the Grand Canyon, because you went to that Waimea Canyon.
I said it looked like maybe what the Grand Canyon looks like, yeah. The one in Hawaii?
Yes.
But I never claimed I've been to the Grand Canyon. I've been to Manhattan. I've been to the Yellowstone. I've been to the Golden Gate Bridge. I've seen Niagara Falls once when I was 5 years old from the Canadian side.
What?
I said I saw Niagara Falls once when I was 5 years old from the Canadian side. Okay?
Was that the same thing as seeing it?
Seeing what?
The Niagara Falls.
I saw the Canadian version of it.
Well, what is that?
Whatever this one part of... Oh, boy. And then I saw...
See that thing there?
No, I didn't see the volcano. I've seen the Florida Keys. I've been to the Las Vegas Strip. I haven't been to the park. I have been to the White House. So, like, maybe three-quarters of these things I've seen. I wouldn't mind going to the Las Vegas Strip again. I don't need to see the Keys again. I would rather go to the Las Vegas Strip than see the volcano. Now then...
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Thank you very much, Matt, for taking care of business there in Washington, D.C. for us tonight. Thank you, Margaret. Thank you, Bud. Thank you, Robert, and all of our guests. See you Monday, baby. See you for the game, 1:30 on Sunday. Game of the week right here at Phil TV on philhenryshow.com.
You wouldn't go to see the volcano.
I don't care, man. I'm going to go to the Vegas Strip. It's going to do me more good.